This is Walter Edgar with South Carolina from A to Z. S is for South Carolina Gazette. The South Carolina Gazette began publication in 1732 in Charleston and continued with some interruptions for more than four decades. For almost its entire existence, the paper was published by the Timothy family. Louis Timothy, a former employee of Benjamin Franklin, assumed control of the Gazette in 1734. When he died, his widow Elizabeth continued the enterprise until their son Peter was of age. The weekly had a typical mix of news items, advertisements, reprinted material from other publications, and literature. In 1747, a new press made possible the inclusion of high-quality images. By 1764, the newspaper had subscription agents in North and South Carolina, Georgia, and East and West Florida. The South Carolina Gazette continued to be a strong supporter of the revolutionary cause until it ceased publication in December 1775.